Blog Talk Radio.
Performing, you know, the theme music, you know, was going on. I was about to start pulling out my books and, you know, get busy on, you know, microphone check.
Well,
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're damn stupid.
Hey, yo.
Well, like I said, I'm, you know, sorry, I'm on the move right now, but it'll be good.
It's all good. It's all good. What up, everybody? It is the menu. Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. What's going on? What's good? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook. The Menu. Mind Your Mental. MINDURMENTAL. Or on Instagram. The Menu. Mind Your Mental. MINDURMENTAL. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Where you coming from, Red? What you?
Well,
you know, it's after 9. What you doing?
A friend of mine had a going away barbecue for her daughter that's going away to college.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, that's your story. You're sticking to it. I gotcha.
Yes, I am.
Ain't none of my business, but
Ain't none of my business.
Sure.
So,
nah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so brother, what's going on with you? You good?
Yeah. This heat today put a foot in my ass to the point where my asthma was just, you know, I got asthma, so it was just kind of getting at me just a little bit. I really wasn't appreciating that. Yeah, I was feeling real
careful.
Special. Yeah, definitely.
Special.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes certain things that I do eat that, like, may have a high fat content, like cheese. Like, I love cheese.
Right.
But, of course, it got dairy in it. And dairy and asthmatics, you know, dependent.
Yeah, that don't mix.
You know, it really, yeah, it don't mix. It don't mix. But, you know, I was getting my cheese on earlier. So, in between the heat and the cheese, yeah, I just, you know, threw myself all out of order. You know.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, be happy. But anyway, so, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm here. I'm still breathing. Still fighting the fight.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
So once again, what's up, everybody? The Menu, Blog Talk Radio. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. And I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Heck, once again, for our nice intro, you know, Black Activity Music. I very much appreciate it. Microphone check 1212. And,
1212.
Yeah. Let's get on with the show. So,
you know, on with it.
The Crate Challenge. All right. You know, we've seen a lot of these challenges. I remember the Tide Pod Challenge, where these kids were like eating like detergent pods, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And, then there was the, like, setting yourself on fire challenge.
Yo, that's... oh, my God.
There's been so many challenges, like, it's hard to like, keep up.
Yo, when you said the setting yourself on fire challenge, yo.
There was some, it was one where, you know, like, I saw a video where somebody just, like, kind of set themselves on fire for like it was supposed to be for, I guess, for a couple of seconds, but it wound up being a little longer than that. I think it was an experiment going wrong, challenge going wrong, and they had to stop, drop, and roll. So I was
don't you think that's something that you're supposed to do, but stop, drop, and roll?
Okay. I can understand you can stop, drop, and roll if you're in a situation where you're somewhere, a fire breaks out, and then the fire jump on your ass, or you got to, like, you know, maybe run through the fire to get to safety. I can, you know, get that. Or, like, you know, I remember one time, I wasn't the best at science, but I remember the science teacher telling me that corn was, like, combustible. And I didn't believe it. Yeah, corn.
You said corn, right?
It was like corn. It was combustible. So, you know, I'm frying the corn. I'm in the house. I'm frying. I was about to. It was the hot grease. And then I just threw some cold-ass corn in there. And, yo, it was an amazing fire that just happened. So,
wow.
With that being said, I could understand the
situation. An amazing
like that.
Fire that happened.
Yo, it was. I could have made s'mores because it went to the ceiling, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to take that
out.
Oh
my God.
So,
that's horrible.
Yeah. I can understand situations like that where a fire happens, but for you to purposely
set yourself
on fire. Yeah. That's a whole new level of
fucking stupid. I'm sorry to say it like that, but
yeah, but it is because who, you know, I mean, unless you're in a circus, you're a circus act or something like that, nobody really goes around.
Yeah,
I was, you know,
you're in a circus, exactly.
Yeah,
last time
really
I checked, you know, Barnum and Bailey went out of business, so I don't understand why or what you're doing that for.
Yeah, exactly. And you call this a challenge. So,
yeah, and I don't understand what those challenges, you know, not to cut you off, but I don't, like we've gotten to this point where we've gotten so bored with life that we're doing, my son told me that, you know, the challenge started from crackhead. So now we're taking social media tips from crackheads. We're taking social media tips from crackheads now?
Wait a minute. How a crackhead start a creep challenge? Like, what, they was running for the crack? Well, I don't understand. Like, how did the crackhead... was it like an obstacle course? Like, it was a crack course.
The crack course.
I don't understand.
Listen,
a crackhead came up with this thing, and now everybody's walking on crack. Okay.
But see, what I want to know is where did y'all get all these crates from? Where? Is somebody selling them to them or what? Like.
Nah, you probably go to a store like the IKEA or a certain place. You probably go to a certain place and get stuff like that. Places like, what, Crate and Barrel. Like, you go there and probably get crates. Or they probably get them from those milk delivery places.
Oh, yeah, maybe that. But these people that's doing crates, they ain't going to no Crate and Barrel now. They ain't going to them.
Yeah, I know that. They kind of probably lifting them from someplace else.
Right.
Peace, brother. What's up, brother?
I ain't get my big ass on them crates. Shit.
Yo, I'm saying, brother, I know you like, 7 feet tall. I know I'm like 6'2". You know, Red guy, like, my balance. First of all,
I got weight on me because I'm fat. So I got time for that.
Yeah,
I ain't got time for it.
Now, first of all, I don't know what made people think that you can, like, walk on some, like, the stable. I can understand it probably coming from a crackhead because they do challenges. Like, they do stuff like that. They're daring because of crack. Like, the crack makes them strong. So I can probably understand why, because under normal circumstances, I wouldn't do it, but there are people out there that don't smoke crack that, or maybe are not on any kind of drugs that are actually doing this challenge because
that ain't
they
crack.
Think it's funny.
That's not.
No, I said, but you know what, brother? I know the people are cracking their heads open.
Yeah,
this challenge.
You know what else I noticed?
What's up?
They didn't copy it for white people. So it's like, you know, like the ice challenge and all that.
That was the safest one. That was the safest one, the ice bucket challenge. That was the safest one. After that,
and a few other joints, but they all copied it from Crackers. This is some hood shit. You know what I mean? And the beautiful thing about it is signs of intelligence, because I'm like, even though it's stupid, I wouldn't do it because I'm top heavy. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, they're coming up with something kind of original. You know what I mean? They're coming up with something kind of, this is stuff that you did in the hood, from flipping on the mattress to riding on the back of the train to writing your name on graffiti on the train, jumping from roof to roof in close proximity, not project. But tenement.
So this is a part of the Hood Olympics. This is the same.
I guess
they figured we couldn't go to the real Olympics, so you know what, we make our own up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it shows creativity. I was like, yo, I'm kinda feeling that. I wouldn't have liked it if I saw Caucasians. But I was like, see what Negroes do. See what they do. They ain't coming up with nothing original. You know what I mean? See? They done lost their originality. See? It's like, but
yeah,
I respect
that's the whole thing. The crate challenge is tame to them, I have to say. They come up like, we ain't got nothing on some of the white folks that be doing what they do, because they take it there.
I've seen cats
like jump off a balcony and land on the table. Like, they take it there. Like, we just be like, oh, no. Like,
yeah,
we may bump our head after falling off some crates.
I want to see what else they can come up with. I want to see what else they can come up with. Even though that's kind of dangerous.
I don't know what else they're going to come up with.
Oh, I want to.
Hook is like
see
a
Disney's
right now.
I want to see it.
You know what? I don't. Because
this is ridiculous.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say nothing because the next thing you know, they're like, "Oh, that's a good idea."
Well, anybody's vote. It's gonna pop out anyway.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I know, but like the ice bucket challenge was probably like the most. Wasn't that like around the first one? That was like the first one, real challenge, the ice bucket challenge, and that was the most tame. And you know, I get it. That I mean, that was cool. You know, it was just ice.
Because they were supposed to be doing that for a cause.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's how it started off.
LMS, whatever.
Yeah, so that's cool. Now, I'm still trying to get over, like I said earlier, the Tide Pod challenge where people were eating detergent.
That's vanilla.
And setting your ass on fire challenge. I'm trying to, you know, figure out what other challenges are because I mean I'm sure there's
they got
more.
So many that's so stupid.
That milk crate. Let me tell you something. The milk crate it can work, but you have to do it a certain way, and you can't do it so high. The higher you go, the less the weight you have to weigh. You cannot do that. And you got to use them heavy duty milk crates, them old timey milk crates. You can't.
But wait
them.
A minute, yo, brother. You notice they're using the small ones though. That's what I.
The
that's
smaller
the crazy part about it. They're using the small crates, and I saw some chick in high heels, and she was like it was a stairway to heaven. Like she was walking up that joint.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one.
Well, oh yeah,
she
did it.
You remember the old time heavy duty plastic milk crate?
Yes.
That weighed about a pound and a half. You know those?
Yeah. I remember those.
The red joints, the big blue joints, the big red, big black. Those are the ones you gotta use.
Yeah.
But they don't make them no more because
they don't make those like that no more.
They don't make them no more because what happens is people don't drink milk like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
so
they used to get like milk deliveries and stuff and had the bottles.
Schools and stores and I go to all these stores. Now I got like the milk crates. I got a call from a sister. You know, that hit me to it about...
So that's
the
milk crate that they got
the
refugees.
To a milk crate challenge.
Oh, yeah.
About 3 weeks ago, she called me. Because I got about 40 of them in my store that I read. I got about 40 of them. She's like, yo, those your milk crates? Those are not mine. You know what I mean? Like a few years ago, I
did
not show my
mother. Yeah,
you know what? I like those crates because I keep one in the trunk or the back of the truck. So that way, like I just put auto stuff in there. You know, like keep stuff organized. Like that's what decides.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Red carrying records, putting records in there.
Yeah,
you
used to the record. You know, after record.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely
good for stuff.
College students, you can use a makeshift dresser, you can hook it up. You can hook it up.
That's why some of them crates made somebody furniture.
Matter of fact, when I first started dealing with a chick that lived in the Lower East Side, she had a big space, one bedroom apartment, Lower East Side, this back in the 80s. And you go to her crib, she had, you look up under some of her stuff, she had milk crates. She had milk crates for her shit. But she had
it. Hey, listen,
she
made it work.
She had it. I'm like, wow.
Right.
Yeah, it's creative. So, wait, let me ask you a question. I got to ask this question. And I'm going to throw it to Big Red first. What is your fascination with the humans wanting to hurt themselves with these challenges? Like, I just got to ask. Maybe somebody can provide some type of insight that I ain't seen.
I think it's for attention. This world, person, like I said, we live in this world, social media, and everybody wants, like I said, they want that attention. Oh, look at so-and-so. They got this amount of views on their video. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something stupid, too, so I can get as many views as so-and-so did. That was a lot. It was about attention. They don't care. They don't care how they hurt themselves. They don't care. Like I said, most videos I've seen, some of those people are getting to a point where, like, you got to be ending up in the hospital. Like, I think a lady, she broke her arm. Somebody going down, and I think somebody died off of one of doing that challenge or something like that. So, once again, it's about the attention that they're getting off of fake alpha, off of social media. And I think that is so sad that you're looking for that much attention from strangers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, you got, it's not like it's somebody, you know, I don't think you should try to, yeah, that's like that validation. Like, they probably don't feel good about themselves as it is, and then now you want to do something stupid to make people pay attention. But guess what? That's something that can make you lose your damn life.
Ron? I saw one dude take a serious header. Like, he was going on the crate, and he was almost there. He got to the middle, but he got to the peak of the crates, and then he just went down head first. And I was like, oh, and you know when somebody, like, hurt themselves, you kind of feel the shock. Like, you, it don't happen to you, but you just kind of feel it, and it's just like, oh. Like,
yep.
He went that head first, and then he said,
was that the Spanish dude?
Oh, my God.
Like, his life is going to be different after this.
Was that the Spanish dude?
I think so. It was a dude who was wearing all black. Nah, I think it was. I think because, yo, you know, these challenges are not just, you know, this whole internet is not just in America. Like, you got other people in other countries doing it. And I think it was somewhere else where the cat was wearing all black. And he was kind of heavy set. And I was like, yo, this is not going to work out well. Because I'm watching him. And he looked like he had it. But when he got to the top, it was like gravity just said, nah, son, you got to bring it down. And he just went head down. And then he sat up, and I was like, just as quick as he sat up, I was like, yo, his life has changed. Like, his something ain't go right. For him to sit up that quick, like, something ain't go right, yo. I was like,
well,
I don't know why.
Like, this is your chance. This is your chance to show out.
Like the guy,
yeah,
well. I see the one that the guy, he was rolling some marijuana.
Marijuana, yeah.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Wait, he was climbing up the crate and doing that?
He was climbing up the crate and rolling some marijuana, yes.
Made it over to the other side and came back up.
Yeah, he made it to the other side, and I'm like,
what did I got to do?
Oh, he really did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a light. He had to be a light.
He was a lightweight, but I'm just saying, like, you have to, like, if you're doing that, you got to have some type of concentration. I guess, you know,
If you're going to do something like that, if you're going to do something like that in front of the camera, listen, I'll applaud the brother. Like, because maybe he practiced before he did what he did. Maybe,
nah,
you know,
he
maybe
ain't practiced. That was a good one. He ain't practiced.
Mama said, yeah, he practiced, all right.
I don't get it. He must have
it. He didn't practice rolling that same thing up.
Yeah, but that's maybe because he was focused. He ain't want to drop nothing. I don't know, but I really don't.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They was like, don't drop nothing.
Yeah, like, as much as we don't want to beat on social media, it's like sometimes you just have to, because if it wasn't for social media, would people actually be doing this dumbness and
yes,
recording it?
And it would be, yes, and it would be worse. And it would be worse.
So, but wait a minute, brother. See, that's when you do something stupid like that and then you put it on. Remember that show, America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You do something like that, and then you send it into America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah, or Candy Camera. Now, now it seems like you just start recording, and you just post it up on the internet for everybody to see you crack your head open or whatever. Break a leg, arm, ass, cheek, you know, something. Like, it just... I don't know why people want to show themselves or showcase themselves being hurt or getting hurt and then call it, oh, it's a challenge. Like, why can't
But you know,
like
some people like... Mm-hmm, some people like pain.
Nah, not like that. Like falling off of 6-stack crates? Like, nah.
Yep.
Ain't that much pain in the world.
You know people got tolerance. Some people have a high tolerance for pain.
Some people might be true. Some people have a high tolerance for alcohol, too.
But wait, they're doing it for free, yo. I'm sorry, but they're doing it for free. So wait, the thrill you get is just climbing up on the crate and you doing this for free. You're not doing it for the thrill. Nah, you might have to pay me because I got to pay. Somebody got to pay the hospital bill, so I'm gonna need some money after that. Like maybe I don't know. I hope OnlyFans is stopping like the sexual content, so maybe people can start.
They're only stopping the pornographic content. They're not stopping the nudity. They're not stopping the nudity. They ain't stupid. You show nudity with contextual, artistical, type shit. You know what I mean? So,
that's on my OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Another like, I guess it's not a challenge, but it's.
No, it ain't a challenge. That's
something
money.
For attention.
Well, yeah.
Something for attention.
And speaking of OnlyFans. Oh my God, it's kind of on and off the subject. There was a sister that I posted it. You see it. I think I tagged you in it, Byron. This sister got on. I saw this sister today, man. She got on me for not coming to her church. And this is one of the first sisters that I knew 2 years ago that was on OnlyFans. She was on OnlyFans 2 years ago.
Oh my God!
I didn't even know what OnlyFans was. OnlyFans, what kind of shit is this? You know what I mean? Subscribe, money, nigga. Please, no. She's an ex stripper, ex ho, ex. Ex ho, ex stripper, ex pin cushion for NFL. NBA cats, you know what I mean? And you see this chick, you be like, you see her, she'll be like,
girl. And she
got mad at me. I saw her in Manhattan, and I was talking to her girlfriend. Her girlfriend's still like a OnlyFans rocking, still in the strip club, like, she's still doing shows and all kind of madness. That's another story. But she popped up. Oh, brother, how you doing? Oh, brother. I'm like, oh, hey, okay, And I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh, it hits me. She gave her business card. She got all kind of, prophetess. She's a deacon. She's all kind of. She's doctor so and so and so and so and such and such. I was like. Oh, okay, that's good. you should come to my church. Well, sister, I don't think I'm going to do it because, I'm busy. You know what I mean? I am busy. You know what I mean? I don't have the time. You know, we don't have the time for God. I said, hold on now. I said, hold on. I'm trying to be respectful, broad daylight. You know what I mean? And remember what I'm talking to. Okay, I'm taking into account she changed her life around. Okay, all right. I hear you, but I just don't have time to sit around and, you know, hear the goofy stuff. You know what I mean? People act coonery and coonery in the church. So, oh, brother, you need to check yourself. I bet you if I was paying you to be, paying you with this pain, strip club to be there, you'd beat it. And I said, hold on. I said, you should leave with that. If you're going to do all that, you know, hell yeah, I'll be there. But I ain't going to come there yet. I ain't going to come there for free. I ain't got time. You know what I mean? I know the word back and forth. I'm going to,
some people.
You'll read it. You'll read what I wrote.
Some people.
And this was 2 years ago, fam. 2 years ago.
Holier than thou. Well, you know, when people make their changes, they make their changes. Sometimes they go too hard in the paint and try to distance themselves from what they were to prove to not only everybody else but also themselves that they're somebody different now. You know, like sometimes certain changes are progressive and others are radical. You know, apparently this individual did a radical change and, you know, hope to achieve something. You know, God bless her. Hope it all works out.
Sure. Well, Ronnie Hollywood, you know who I am? Shit. I was like, you forgot who you're talking to? I used to have conversations about religion and stuff after she was going home from the strip club. When was that Sue's rendezvous? Are you kidding me?
Well,
I was like, you know.
I won't call people like that to a degree
hypocrite.
I would just call them confused, maybe. You know, maybe they're confused and you know, because remember, listen, everybody got their own logic. Just like,
sure.
You know, listen, once again, when it goes back to somebody getting in front of a camera and putting detergent in their mouth and calling it a challenge, knowing that, you know what I'm saying, there's a confusion. There's something wrong with their logic. Yeah, there's something wrong with their logic. If there's somebody that's willing to take their ass, I wouldn't put a cigar
in my mouth neither. I wouldn't stick around.
Yeah, like some people.
Too close to fire.
there's people that have their own logic. So I'm not gonna knock their hustle. All I can say is, you know, peace be with you and do what you do. Just don't bring that over here. You know.
I found another challenge that they were doing. The cinnamon challenge. Remember they put mouthfuls in your mouth? I did. And the girl was
wait,
like,
wait,
yeah,
wait,
no,
why
would
you do that to yourself?
You put cinnamon in your mouth?
Yeah, it was like $500 on the line, baby shit. She was like, I bet you can't do it.
Oh, somebody was paying you for that.
You did it for money.
So I did. She was like, when I did it, she was like, oh, you got to put more on the spoon. I said, no, you didn't say that. Give me my money.
So you didn't put no people was putting mouthfuls of that nonsense of cinnamon in their mouth.
I did teaspoonful.
See you ain't do it right. I wouldn't have gave you no money either.
This when it first came out. Well, she gave me my money. I gave my money. Oh, I don't care.
Like I said, I wouldn't have gave you your money because you'd have had to do a whole spoon like a tablespoon, not no daggone teaspoon.
She didn't say that.
Oh, so she didn't specify how much you're going to get.
And I scraped that shit off like an A ball, like you scrape off A ball at the top.
Hey, you cheated here.
Now, check this out. So I was just reading something, right? And they were talking about there was some, you know, because people come up, you know, they make the challenge, but some of them are hoaxes. But some people don't know I don't know how you not know it's a hoax, but there was like rumors about, you know, these challenges, and there was one called the Blue Whale Challenge, and it was reported to be an online suicide game aimed at teenagers.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, this is where it gets out of control. It's like, are you like this? This is where it's like, all right, I don't know why some people lose that touch with reality, where they feel that you have to. I don't know what this big thing about acceptance is. Maybe, of course, I'm different because I don't care about being
about
accepted.
What
I do what I do. Oh. It's just the fact that why would you do a challenge online knowing that you're gambling with your life?
It's like,
what point,
usually
like, what
young
point,
people,
what
it's
point
usually,
are you trying to prove?
It's
what
usually young
prove?
People. It's usually young people. Like, I was young. I did dumb stuff. I ran on top of train, hot train, jumped from train to train, wrote my name on graffiti, stood on third track rails, sat on them. You know what I mean? I could have been better.
We all did dumb stuff when we were younger.
You know what I mean? But certain stuff, it's like in you. You have to understand when you draw a line. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing that. You know.
And
you
remember,
wait a minute.
And remember the trip. They were tripping people challenge.
Oh, that
Yo. Like you used to do back in the day. Yeah.
Listen. Like I said once again, I don't know what's wrong with these humans. I don't understand the way society
them
is going right
words.
Now. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, there's this love for the internet where everybody, I guess, wants to get their 15 minutes of fame, so they'll do whatever it takes, even if they're willing to hurt themselves, to just
nothing, like a lot of this
show
stuff,
people
a lot of this
that
stuff.
They can, that, just what, to show people that you ate detergent, or you set yourself on fire, or you fell off some crates. Like, I don't understand. Like, when are we going to start doing like a book challenge, or save money challenge? Or matter of fact, wait, I got one better. A ceasefire challenge where just everybody just decides to just not use a gun or do anything. Like, you know, stop the violence challenge,
something
like that.
That's not happening.
I'm asking too much.
Stop. Save money. How you going to save money? You ain't got no money. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen. Cats got money to go buy sneakers.
That's not money.
If you got money to buy weed, you got something.
That's a choice. That's not because you have money. That's a bad thing. You're talking about decision making. Now, what happens is poverty ends at $175,000. You know, anybody who's under $175,000, $150,000, $100,000 is poor. You poor. You know what I mean? That's poverty. Yeah, that's a poverty.
As far as
book challenge, that's not how our people learn. Our people wrote down stuff.
It's not just our people. I'm just talking about in general. Like, if you're going to do
I talk about our people. There's no need to talk about nobody else.
Well, the menu is for everybody, brother. The menu.
Okay, but there's only three black people. There's only three black people here.
How you know?
I'm not black.
Anyway.
That's that bull. Yeah,
gotcha.
You go to Hang Loose, Louisiana, or Muscle Shoals, Alabama. They'll show you who you are.
I got you.
I know, right?
Negro! Come on over here, Negro! Bring your flag all over here, Negro!
I just don't get these, you know, it's not like something, you know, I don't expect anybody to really get it, except for the people that do it, because I guess they think it's okay to do it. But these challenges, man, it's like if you're going to do something creative, do something constructive instead of doing something that's going to put people put you in pain. You know,
I
don't see any logic.
That's way too much like thinking, you know, if you think like that, then it's like when you think logically like that, it's like mm-hmm. you're an oddball. It's like you thinking logically. Yeah. You what? You mean to tell me that a crate,
critically.
I can't walk up a crate and do something to make people laugh and you know, even though I may get hurt off of it, that, you know, that's my business.
Well, you know what, but why do we have to have a culture where you equate, you know, like putting yourself in pain or putting yourself in a compromising position is entertaining?
Because negativity, remember, negativity thrives.
No, negativity doesn't lie. It's the negative.
People like
it's a disagreeable person. But it's two types of people. There's disagreeable and there's agreeable people. All right? And there's the disagreeable most of the time influences the agreeable. Like sisters wearing fake hair and big eyelashes and stuff like that. And you got good chicks out here that think, oh, I gotta do that to get a man. These people who do these challenges, a lot of times, you know, they be out west, they be down south. If you ever live down there, if you ever going down there for a summer as a child, as a teenager, and hung out, there's nothing to do down there.
Every year,
to get into trouble. That's why young girls in New York City come back pregnant, or dudes come back, oh, I got this girl pregnant in North Carolina. ain't nothing to do. Oh, I got arrested in Virginia. I was trying to put in that work. You've been going down south all your life to Virginia to see grandma. And 1 year you go down there, you're going to try to hustle? Oh,
but,
man.
All right. Well, see,
there's nothing to do down there.
Yeah,
there's
but you know what? It's the difference between how we were coming up. There's a difference between how we were coming up and we were doing certain things. Okay, we may have gotten in trouble.
I'm talking about how we came up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that's how a lot of these challenges came up. Oh, let's do this. Oh, let's do this. Oh, let's do this. And now you got the internet. You got the social media. It really ain't nothing to do.
That's where these young people spend most of their time on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but the majority of them, that's where they spend their time at. Social media
America is
their life.
Nigga be like, I'm going to make my own America's most funniest home video. I want to see my home with no commercial. Uncut. Triple X.
And you know,
and
the sad part is like, that's the truth. Like, you know, mm-hmm. This real sad part of it, to me, it's like a cry for attention. Like, some mm-hmm. people may just do it just to do it. But for the most part, to me, I just take it as, like, people be like, maybe they need a hug. I don't know. Because my whole
you need something constructive to do. I'm like, jeez, that's some dopey stuff right there without drugs. I'm like, wow.
But what's next? And see, that's the whole thing.
I don't want to know either.
Like you said earlier,
right.
Ray, are we that bored? Are we really that bored as to where, like, we don't have anything constructive to do? Like, as society, just, like, you know, put us in this position where I think it's just a lack of creativity and people just don't want to use their brains.
They don't use their brains.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like, because you know what? You got a so-called smartphone that's supposed to do everything for you. Like, you know, back in the days, you had to actually pull out a book and look up words and stuff like that. Now, certain things that you don't have to do. Like, people are just becoming dumber.
Just like you told my mom to the book count. Nobody want to go to the library.
That's not how we learn. That's not how black people learn. It's like they wrote books down to record things. You know what I mean? You had to memorize that stuff. You know what I mean? You had to memorize that stuff. Come from, that's why, that's why Africans, I was one of the reasons why Islam spread from Kush over to West Africa, because that's how they learn. They hear something, but that's what Hafiz is. Up until the time after Muhammad, they didn't have no book. After Muhammad died of the Holy Quran, they didn't have no book. They had to memorize. They had to memorize that.
Memorize.
Yep. Oh, okay.
You had to memorize. You had to memorize the Quran.
And
you know what I mean?
That's a part of educating themselves. And see, that's the whole
that's
thing.
Us.
It's like
that's
we.
Us.
But just in general, as a whole, people are just seem like they're just becoming less intelligent because. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's doing the challenge, but to me, this like something like this shouldn't be popular.
I see
and it shouldn't be entertaining,
it.
especially when you think
of conflict.
Yeah,
I don't see why people
are
doing it either. Not really.
Nah. But the thing
it.
Is, my problem going forward is the fact that when we make a conscious decision to put ourselves, our lives in jeopardy, you know, just for entertainment, like I think as a species, we have a serious, serious problem. That needs to be addressed. Because, listen, I like the internet just as much as anybody, but at the same time, I know there are evils to it as well. And I'm not going to put myself out there on the line. That's just me personally. Put myself out there on the line, you know, to hurt myself for what? To prove what point? To just get a couple, get some likes? To
Do
get
it.
Some views?
Do it! Do it!
Yeah, I don't
Do
know. Yeah. I've never been one for that I dare you type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never been one for that. I mean,
I was that kid.
What we did years ago when we were coming up with kind of a controlled situation. This is not control. Like these are just people just stacking crates and just standing up and just doing shit like it's nothing. Like, you know, like they just walking up the stairs. Not even thinking about, hey, I can fall and crack my head open. Hey, I can fall and break my arm. Hey, I can set myself on fire and then, you know, and it don't burn out all the way. And I can set the house on fire. Like, that's the thing.
Well,
people it's no real thought of consequence.
You
and
gotta,
that's my
you know, in order, like, like the elders tell me, they say, you can complain all day, but you got to give them something different to look at. You know what I mean? I was like, we can complain all day, but what are we giving them different to look at?
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what?
You gotta give them something different to look at. You got to give them something different to hear.
My thing
and
is
the rappers. And this one, you can't even blame on the rappers because the rappers ain't even doing that shit.
But my thing,
yeah, right. Absolutely. Little Boozy asked somebody to do it.
He asked somebody to do it. He's not himself doing it.
Yeah, he's right about that.
You know what I mean?
He's right about
and
that.
I'm like, and it shows, and the sad thing about that shows growth in them. Then that means the milestone of rappers, that's just about to change. That's about to change. This generation that's out now, now, you see, we Generation X, and we talking about this. Now, imagine their generation, when they get older, what they going to be like, oh, that's crazy. That's too much.
Right.
I'm waiting to hear that conversation.
They might be doing jumping from a plane challenge or jumping off a building.
That's too easy.
Yeah, I know, right? It might be, and you know,
I'm waiting for Megan Thee Stallion to be like, oh, that's too much. Why don't you wear that? I'm waiting for that.
But you know what's interesting? Not only are people out there, you know, just like kind of flirting with pain and death. But there are people out there who actually can make it, you know, make a change. There are people out there that can say something. There are people out there that have influence, and they choose not to step up to the plate and say, hey, this is stupid. Don't do that. Like, hey, this is stupid. Don't do that. I have to say it. Listen, I have to put that out there. Because I have to, somebody has to hope for better.
You hope for better. You have to show better. I just told you how people love it.
Well, I don't do that. Show better. I don't do those challenges. Listen, if I'm going to do a challenge, then good. Listen,
because there's other people that like you that don't do it. They don't do it as well.
Yeah. But like I said, I would like to see something better. Like, listen, I would like to see a fathers with their kids challenge. Like, post a million.
Right. Exactly. Something like that.
You know what I'm saying? I would like to see. Like I said, a stop the violence challenge. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see something like that. Listen, you can call me what you want to call me. Maybe, you know, head in the clouds or whatever. But listen, as much as sometimes I know I can have my moments of negativity, I do have to be like, hey, we got to do better. You know what I'm saying? We're not here by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You got to put that energy out there in the atmosphere and hoping that somebody will catch it or hoping that something will change.
Right, but the sad thing about it is that you hoping for it, and once again, you're one person. So you that one person that's thinking like that, and you got 20 other people that are not thinking like you, it's hard to, you know, it's hard for that to make that happen or for it to happen.
Yeah.
You understand?
I get you. You know what I mean? That's my people. I defend them tooth and nail. You dig? Defends them tooth and nail. You know, but what happens is just like you gotta, it's the mind. It's always the mind. It's the way you think that forces you to do that. That forces
you really
to
You really think people out here thinking?
No, they're not. They're not thinking because they don't know how to think. You can't do right if you're thinking wrong, and you think wrong because you got the wrong information at your fingertips. You have to be the example. We can talk and pray and boo-hoo all we want, poo-poo and ha-ha, and he's wrong, you know. But No, it's not education. Education only sharpens.
See, that's the whole thing. Education is an umbrella. It's not conventional education. What you think of?
It's the word. It's when you go on wordplay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with us,
it's intelligence. Intelligence mirrors off the way you think. Education only is supposed to enhance our intelligence. But with melanated people, Nubian people, it makes European education makes us stupid.
Brother. I'm not talking about conventional education. Mm-hmm. You can educate yourself in anything. You can educate yourself on how to make eggs.
To inform yourself.
The word education
leads to servitude. Information is the information that you reach for outside of self to enhance your intelligence. You get what I'm saying? To build a better car. You know what I mean? You study a different diagram. You know what I mean? Education, studying a diagram to build a car, you're building it for someone else other than yourself.
But you do agree mm-hmm. you are educating yourself. And see, that's the thing. There's a lack of education.
It's not education, it's information. Education is all around us. Information is more than education.
But if
you know what I mean? see how we talk to each other? We inform each other about our intelligence based on our opinion.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? When you say education, you're giving, you're coming from an authoritative position. You're dictating.
Nah.
Education involves, look it up, brother. Don't believe me? Information is what we receive from our elders.
I can't look at it in the conventional, because the whole thing is this. The elders gave us information.
Yes.
In hopes that we would educate ourselves.
No.
With the information given. See, you can't have one without the other.
Okay, now watch this. What's the difference between making love and having sex? What's the difference?
One involves emotion, one involves feeling, one involves passion.
No, it's all about passion. It's all about emotion.
Listen, we're getting off topic, and we only got four.
No, we're
four
not.
Minutes
no, we, no, we're not.
Yeah,
the
we
difference,
get off,
the
we
difference,
four minutes left.
The difference, real quick, the difference between making love and having sex is fat, is speed. That's all it is. It's the same thing, but it's speed. You know what I mean? It's speed. That's all it is. Don't believe me? Look it up.
I will educate myself on that some other time. But
you will inform. You will inform yourself.
Listen,
I love you, brother.
I can't. Love you too, brother. I'm just saying. You know, it's all good. I just hope that we start to. I mean, this could be one of many conversations, but I just hope that somewhere along the line, like these stupid ass challenges, like people just really start maybe, you know, getting a little more creative and doing other things, because you know, it's senseless, and I really can't stand to see people like hurt themselves on purpose. Like I don't really find any of this entertaining. Like it's not a movie where, you know, the director says cut and, you know, everything is okay. Like, people are out there really, like, harming themselves, you know, for what?
But that's the thing. That's their personal. But my thing is that's their personal business. Like, if you, once again, if you doing that because you're doing it for some type of attention, that's something that's a personal problem that you need to try and deal with.
And this is true. But then the sad part, what's even sadder, is that, you know, not everybody can be around their kids 24/7 or watch them 24/7. So when kids are out there seeing this and they're accessing, they're very influential. And then they turn around and they see this stuff and they see, like, hey, this is what's going on, or this is what's cool, this is what's trending, so let me try this. And what may wind up being a bump on the head for you may wind up being a broken neck for them. And this is why my whole attitude is like, yo, a lot of this crap needs to just stop. Unless it's going to be something creative, unless it's going to be something meaningful, because, you know, as much as people want to probably say, oh, it's just a joke, lighten up. No, it's not a joke, because people out there hurt themselves, and you've got kids watching. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense to continue this stupid-ass cycle, you know, of stupidity. But, you know, on that note, Brother Rod, thank you for calling. It's always a pleasure to deal with you. You know, I'm still waiting for you to hit me up on my soap. Thank you very much. Big Red. Yeah. You know I had to throw you under the bus. Love you, Red. It's been a pleasure.
Yep.
Before we sign off, people, please, elevate your conscious level. You want a challenge? Do a book challenge. Do a stop the violence challenge. Do something meaningful, you know, with your time here on this rock, man. Stop doing these stupid ass challenges and putting yourselves in the hospital or worse. And on that note, another one in the can. Shout out to Absolute Truth. It's a wrap. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy your rest of your
week.
All
right, you guys have a good night.
All right, peace out. All right,
peace
later.
Out. All right, later.
Later.